Author and apologist Ravi Zacharias said, "He shaped my life in an extraordinary way." Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, many listeners to this program may have huge respect for Ravi Zacharias. I know you do. So who is this mystery man?
John, Malcolm Muggeridge was one of the most influential British journalists of the 20th century. His intellect and cultural insight won him fame and acclaim, yet he often led a tortured personal existence. Mm. He spent most of his life pursuing pleasure, but he failed to find satisfaction. Indeed, his autobiography was titled Chronicles of Wasted Time.
And you've told me that he accepted Christ late in life, which really changed his outlook.
Indeed it did. His journey had been difficult, but it meant he could connect with ordinary people in an extraordinary way. Mm. Muggeridge was not a theologian, but he understood the futility of life without God. He understood the allure of the world, but he was determined to shatter the myth, shatter the illusion that in this life, we can find what we're ultimately looking for.
So this guy turns his back on going his own way to follow God's way, pointing people to Jesus Christ.
Yes, and as you would expect, he was heavily criticized. But he's heavily quoted by Christians today because Muggeridge put his pen to another purpose, to explain why Jesus Christ is our only hope. He challenged the secular orthodoxy. Humanity is basically good, only in need of the right education, with the divine revelation. Humanity is basically bad. Listen to his words. "The depravity of man is at once the most empirically verifiable reality, but at the same time, the most intellectually resisted fact." Muggeridge is still admired today, and the reason is written on his gravestone, "Valiant for Truth."
Reason Why with Alec McClellan, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People.